just dream that? Did I really see that? Were you really there with me? Or what did we just feel? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham. How can I know that? How can we always see that? Could we really go back there? Is it with us everywhere? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham.
The desire for power was always there. The desire for supernatural powers, the desire for divine powers, heavenly powers, was always there, hidden somewhere in man's heart. And man has tried almost everything to gain those supernatural powers. The West moved out. The East moved inside. The desire was same, to become powerful. Science came out in the West, and religion, or pure religion and spirituality, was found in the East. The desire remained the same, to become more powerful with science. Definitely science is very powerful. It's a superpower, but it is incomplete. It remains incomplete without religion, because the powers which are gained in spirituality are more subtler. The powers which are beyond the senses, the invisible powers. So those powers always attracted man. Whether the powers which are attained by science or by religion, both powers can become destructive if misused. The desire to become Superman, something higher, something extraordinary, was always there. And the man who went inside, within his heart, he found out that some miraculous powers are within me. The more I enter deeper stages of meditation, the more I enter into deeper stages of silence, powers come out. That's why people are so much attracted towards psychic powers. Science calls it psychic powers, religion calls it siddhi. In today's blessing, Baba has used the word karamat. Those people, they do karamat. Karamat, where yours is Shrimat. So with these, they do many miracles. Some of the powers like healing powers, clairaudience, clairvoyance, clairsentience, wish fulfilling. These are all the powers. Thought reading, sixth sense, ESP, extra sensory perception, viewing distant things, reading the invisible things, bilocation, levitation. So there are many things like that. Yeah. So they do come. There was a person, Edgar Casey. He became quite famous sometime back, long back. He had an accident. He fell down. He was about to die, but underwent some miraculous change. He was unconscious. And suddenly he woke up and told the name of the medicine which he should be given. The doctors who were there attending him, they were shocked. This man is unconscious, and suddenly he spoke. But otherwise also he was about to die. That medication was procured. And he was all right within 12 hours. And then he was asked. But he was not aware of what he spoke. He was not aware of the medications which he told. But later on, he attained some divine powers. He cured almost 30,000 patients. People would come to him and he will tell the name of the medication. And before telling the name of that medication, suddenly he will go in the trance-like stage, as if there is an activation of the third eye. And he will come out with the name of the medication. And whosoever came to him, almost all patients got treated. So that was a power, a healing power which he achieved. So these are miraculous powers, superpowers, psychic abilities, paranormal powers. Some powers which are beyond us, we do not know, but they do come. But there is a problem with these powers. What is that problem? If you start meditation with the desire to achieve such powers, what happens? That is just an expansion of the cobweb of your ego. Meditation is to give you peace. It will make you peaceless. It will create discomfort. Whosoever will meditate in whichever manner, whatsoever form, would definitely achieve some power. But what power and what are you doing with those powers is more important. Thought reading is one power. Many people have this power, even though they may not be aware that this is thought reading. But they have that innate ability, power to see all your past lives. Many people see their past lives. Power to predict the future. There are so many illiterate people in the villages you will find, and they are great fortune tellers. Whatever they told, that came true. That is also a power. But these powers are very attractive on the surface, and yet there is a trap. That's an ego-fulfilling business. It's a trap, it's a cobweb of your ego, and you get caught in that trap. Because these powers, psychic powers, make you egoistic. And then there is a possibility of misuse, always. That's why you have to remain very much prudent in using these powers. In today's blessing, Baba said, you have powers, but what you do? Kartavya Siddhi. with these powers. Fulfillment of your duties, this you do. Or you make others fulfill their duties. Only thing is that your task should not get mixed with manmat, the dictates of your own mind. Then only these powers would stay with you for a long time and you can inspire others. And better to keep these powers invisible within you rather than making an exhibition of it. The moment you try to make exhibition, show off, what happens? They become destructive. It's like a tree. A tree which has got roots in the depth of the soil. The roots have developed the desire to come out. People would come and cut those roots and take away for burning, for or that combustion purpose. So, powers. So, we were reading from last 2 days this divine message, a divine channeled message. You know, in the world, there are so many trans messengers. Not just in this institution, but other institutions also. Not just religious institutions, but there are people who establish contact with ascended masters, they are known as. Guardians, angels, and many things they write. They say, it's not written by us. It's the soul of that master which entered and then wrote. So there are so many articles on the internet where you will see this article is channeled by this soul who is not existing now, maybe 17th century, 18th century. That soul is entering this man or this woman and writing this article. So they write, they call it channeled messages. So there are many such things happening in the world. Though science don't believe in all these things. Science calls it pseudoscience. False science. Because there is no evidence to prove all this. So, we were seeing the channeled messages. So, third part. This is a message by Dadi Gulzar. 22nd of April 2012. Uske baad Baba bole. Aaj bachchi par bahut sneh aa raha hai. बाप ने तो हर बच्चे को जन्मते ही मास्टर सर्वशक्तिमान भव का वरदान दिया है. उन शक्तियों को, प्राप्त हुए वरदानों को वरदान के रूप में कार्य में लगाओ. हर शक्ति को वरदाता के वरदान के स्मृति स्वरूप बन. आप ऑर्डर करो तो हर शक्ति समय पर ना आए यह हो नहीं सकता. ऐसे कहते बाप दादा को हर बच्चे प्रति इतना प्यार इमर्ज था, बहुत अदृश्य देखने वाला ही था. सो द मोमेंट यू हैव टेकन बर्थ. In last Sunday's Murli, we saw, this is our divine birth. This is our divine life. We have divine thought. We have divine words. We have divine actions. This is your divine intellect. You have divine drishti. And you are images of divinity. And this divine nature should become your natural nature. So Baba talked about divinity. The moment you have taken birth, yours is not an ordinary birth. So there cannot be any ordinariness in anything you do. The way you use your wealth should be divine. This is your divine dhan, pavitra dhan, that is pure wealth. You cannot engage your money in a business which is not worthwhile at this time. Every penny you spend should be for your or somebody else's spiritual upliftment. It should not go in waste. Your mind, your body and wealth. You are trustee of these three things, Baba said. Last Sunday's Murli. You are trustee of these things. You are not the masters. Your body should be utilized only for the... There are only two purposes of body, tapasya and seva. It is not for indulgence. You have already done that for so many births and what you have got, diseases and nothing else but diseases. Now, this body is to do intense tapasya. This body is to serve. Mind, your mind has already become a garbage of waste and negative. Now, fill it with the divine. Your wealth. What have you done your wealth with your wealth? I had given you so much wealth, Baba says in Murli. What have you done with those wealth, those money? You spent in building temples, in the expansion of bhakti cult. Now your wealth is very, very important. Don't fritter it away. So the moment we have taken birth, divine birth, what have you got? Powers. What is the blessing? What is the benediction we got? Master, Almighty, Authority. This we have become. You just have to invoke power. Invoking doesn't mean begging. Invoking doesn't mean asking. Invoking doesn't mean you are not sitting and crying out. It is not pleading. Invoking powers means Ahvan. That is entirely new word, different word Baba has used. Ahvan is entirely different. It's an invocation of power. It's not begging for power. It's not crying out. It's not pleading. It is not asking. It is not borrowing powers. It is not even snatching of powers from somebody. Invocation of powers means with adhikar, with right. They are already yours, as if these powers are waiting for your order. They are at your beck and call. You order and they come. And they rush to you. But you have to first sit on the seat. They will, otherwise, they will not obey you. If you become obedient to the Father, the powers will become obedient to you. Otherwise, you will run away. And as I said, every man, every person wants to become powerful. The very concept is to become powerful. Because when we are less powerful, we suffer from that depressed state of the mind. And all powers are within us. Just the need is to manifest them. The greatest manifestation of power is to become calm. Vivekananda said somewhere. The greatest manifestation of power is to become calm. Just sit calmly. And the powers will manifest. That's why meditation is the foundation of spiritual life. Without deeper stages of meditation, you cannot become powerful. Always that restlessness will stay. Always that powerless state, that hapless, helpless stage. Oh, you will remain as a beggar. We are not born beggar. Amritasya putraha. You are children of immortality. Baba doesn't like when we sit and beg. We are not gang of beggars. But this is the assembly of kings. Prince and princess. This is the meeting of prince and princess. This is what Baba says. How can you be powerless? How can you be weak? In God's kingdom of richness, where is this poverty? This pop? Why this dearth of power? Why this scarcity of power? He is giving you everything. The rain is raining. Why you are sitting in your room? The sun is already there. You are keeping your hands on your eyes and say, darkness, darkness and darkness. Remove your eyes and the sun is already there. Come out. The rain is there. You are sitting in your hole. And shouting out, there is a dark in that cave of darkness. Come out from that cave of depression. Come out from that cave of darkness. Light is there. The sun has risen. The sun is already there. The sun was always there. So become powerful. Who has given me all the powers? Who is in front of me? The first question. The moment you open your eyes in the morning, I am powerful. I am powerful. I am powerful. I am extremely powerful soul. Nothing can defeat me. No happening. No disturbance. Nothing can disturb me. There's a poem in English where the poet says, "My head is bloody, but unbowed. I am the master of my ship. I am the captain of my life." I am the master. I am the captain. I am not weak. The more you feed yourself with powerful thoughts, the more powerful you become. The more you feed yourself with negative thought. A grandfather was explaining to his grandson, "See, child, there are two animals in our brain. One is the wild lion about to devour everything, about to eat up everything. It's very ferocious, very dangerous. Another is a meek cow, which is very beautiful. It yields milk." The child asks, "Then what we become? Which is more powerful? This cow or this lion?" The grandfather says, "The one whom you feed more. If you are feeding this wild ghost, it will become powerful. If you feed this, this will become powerful. What you feed your mind with, that is more important. What thoughts cross your mind, that's more important. So feed yourself with powers, with thoughts of power all the time. And what is the method to become powerful? Read about power. Reaffirm. Just three things. Affirmations, repetition, visualization. Affirm. Again and again tell yourself, "I am powerful. I am powerful." It should not even become a merely a commonplace repetition. But use it in different way, different sentences that will make you powerful. Affirmation. Keep on repeating them. The more you repeat the same thing becomes reality. Thoughts become reality. Thoughts translate into action. Thoughts become things. Thoughts are objects, just as this duster. I lift from here and I keep it here. In the similar manner, thoughts are like this, things. You can lift them and you can keep them somewhere. The world is the ocean of thoughts. So repeat, you can attract any thought you want from the universe. If you attract thoughts of poverty, you become poor. If you attract thoughts of powerlessness, you become powerless. Everything depends on what we are repeating and visualize. See them. See yourself as the most powerful person. For example, today, if I think I'm weak, I will become weak throughout the day. But the very first thought, when I wake up, I generated a new thought, a powerful thought. Nothing will defeat me. Nothing can. I am invincible. And you can attach so many things to it. Why we are powerful? Because God, the most powerful person, is with me. He is omnipotent. He is with me. Why we are powerful? Because He has given us this benediction, this blessing of all powers. Why we are powerful? Why are we so powerful? Yeah? God is with us. He has given us blessing. That's why we are powerful. What else? Why are we so powerful? Yes. Why are we so powerful? Look at our history. We were always powerful. There was never a time when we were less powerful. Right from the starting of this cycle till now. Every birth, we were powerful. There are innate scars in the souls of powers. Every birth, we have done great things. We have done works of world benefaction all throughout the cycle. We are powerful because there is something deep within us that makes us feel that yes, we are. It is my nature. How can I be powerless? It is only when I become body conscious. Then I become less powerful. The moment that day we were discussing about centering and decentering. When we move towards center, the centering happens, we become powerful. The decentering happens, we become less powerful. So this is a journey of power. This is a journey of becoming Superman. Yeah. Why there is a host of cartoon shows and serials and movies. All they describe what? Superpower. From where they have come? There must be memory in the mind of man about these people. They have seen such people. That's why they made Superman, Spider-Man, He-Man, Iron Man, Iceman, and what? So many are there. So many. There are a host of them. So many. How they become? They are so powerful. Their list of powers is endless. So from where man of Kali Yuga thought of all this? There is a memory in the soul. Why the movies are made on world destruction? From where? There is a memory in the man, in soul. Because they have seen last time's destruction. That's why they made such movies. 2012 and so many. Destruction. Because there is a memory. In the similar manner, we have those memory within us. That's why we are powerful. So I'll read out again. Baap ne har bachche ko janam te hi master sarva shaktivan bhav ka vardhan diya hai. It is a blessing. You have not made any effort. You have not done any tapasya, or you have not done any extreme asceticism. Un shaktiyo ko praapt hue vardhano ko vardhan ke roop mein karya mein lagao. Use them. They are not for keeping in your locker. Otherwise, they will rust. Use them in day-to-day life, throughout the day. Har shakti ko vardata ke vardhan ke smriti sarupan. Aap order karo, to har shakti samay par na aaye, yah ho nahi sakta. If you order and they don't come, they are very, very obedient servants. They will come. Just order them. Sit on the seat of Master Almighty Authority. Order and they will come. Om Shanti.